Yes, more recently have we been vocal on other issues around the region as well. But if we should go back a little bit, Akilisi Pohiva have been new in terms of Tongan politics, but also regional politics as well. Have we been around since the 1980s, even before have we go inside the parliament? Have we been around talking about particularly democracy in Tonga? But also have me active participant in this fellow anti-nuclear free and independent Pacific movement and discussions where take place low late 1970s and into the 1980s. And that one plenty people or what no sabe lohem because our focus lo career blohem inside lo Tonga. But I think him also important for what the listeners clear me sabe that any one fellow active participant not that for that discussion. Now, career blow him long parliament, Lotonga, and he start around 1987, and then he inside the parliament. And during his time in parliament, the big thing now is that for him to push for the democratization of Lotonga. You may have that before one of you have today, king now, or the monarch, and he got him the ultimate power. The rule in Tonga. But Akinisi, a lot of his movement, he not forget read the monarch, but for make sure that monarch he got him a role where he not involved too much the day-to-day politics of the country. And that what the everyday things of the country, he should be something where people vote for him, elect him as leaders, and then eventually order now. Make more decisions, yeah. And so in trying to push for other reforms, been imprisoned. In 1987, for instance, he was dismissed by the king and the rest of his party and been imprisoned twice, actually, and charged with sedition. Actually, Fred Savelli now, first commoner for him to become prime minister appointed by the king, but then Akinisi Pohiva, and he become an important commoner where he appointed to a process. In 2014, he become first commoner of Tonga for elected to the position of prime minister by parliament rather than being appointed to the role by the king. Whereas Fred Savelli before him, and he'd been appointed by the king rather than elected by parliament.
Now, also, you indicated him earlier on. Hemi also, apart from, pro democracy and also me talking anti nuclear Pacific, over the campaign of them. Hemi recently, Hemi, well, you miss have Hemi strong too long supporting freedom or human rights and self determination in West Papua.
Yeah, long 2015, Pan Solomon Islands government had taken lead for establishing one of what they call them the Pacific Coalition for West Papua. One fellow leader where he come out and first expressing support for that one now, Akilisi Pohiva. And then first meeting where Ogata Holem had long Honiala, and then second meeting here Honolulu. Before Ogata go on, long this fellow UN meeting long September 2016, I think, long New York. And suppose what listeners believe you need look lot of the records long General Assembly meeting in New York lo that fellow year. But what looking that Akilisi Pohiva now and me one long seven fellow Pacific Island leaders will stand up and express in support for independence long West Papua. And more recently, long Pacific Islands Forum meeting, long Tuvalu, and me also expressing support him for West Papua. You may also hear him that he become quite emotional. Lo discussions not only about West Papua but also climate change issues. And so one could say that Akilisi he not only leader of Tonga, but he leader and voice Blong Pacific Islands region up until passing Blong him.